You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, you had better. Wake them up, get them up, get them going Thursday on B&E. That would make it a buck off Thursday. Of course, every single week, a weekly activity here on the show of the people. You decide who has earned a pat on the back, who has earned a kick in the hindquarters, including Rodney Terry, the current Longhorn head coach, named the National Coach of the Year by the Sporting News yesterday. Pretty prestigious award from that publication. Handed out that honor every year since 1964. John Wooden was the first recipient of that award yesterday. Rodney Terry named the National Men's Basketball College Coach of the Year. His Longhorns in action tonight, and we'll get you details. We now know who the Horns will play at 6 o'clock tonight at the Big 12 tournament. Also on the Buckoff side of things, how about the Rain Man, former NBA star Sean Kemp, now held in connection with an alleged drive-by shooting in the state of Washington. That's not good to start a Thursday morning. It's going to be a day like that. A lot of salacious stories around the world of basketball. We've got coaching news. We've got baseball. We've got the NFL with free agency looming. And we certainly have a lot to do on a Buck Off Thursday. We appreciate you being there wherever you find us. Maybe 104.9 on the FM dial. Could be 101.9 FM, AM 1260, of course. And always digitally. Put us on that smartphone of yours. Take us wherever you go with our Horn app. We can stream it there. Also, always streaming live, local, and digital on our on your smart speaker, and always Mr. Godbolt at hornfm.com.
Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for the great job that you do. It is appreciated to you and your families, and please be careful out there.
Absolutely be careful out there. And also, a buck off, how about the report now that Ja Morant, the young star of the Memphis Grizzlies, when he was had his a gun on Instagram over the weekend, was apparently at a strip club celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham, you know.
Or the places you'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's him. Oh, the places you'll go to the strip club.
Dr. Seuss's birthday. Oh, that's a...
I'm a big Dr. Seuss fan.
By the
huge.
Way, we'll have some fun with that today because the Denver strip club was called Shotgun Willie's. Turns out they were celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Bring a gun to the strip club day.
Because, of course, he was. You know, it's just, what are you going to do? All right, so that's how we'll start it. There are buck-ons, there are buck-offs. You can contribute yours at 512-337-3776. Who has earned that pat on the back? Who has earned a scold this morning for sure? We'll dive in. It's going to be a fun one. Our man T.Y. is through the glass as well. Ty, let's hit the headlines, get folks caught up on the news of the morning, then we'll have some fun. UBO Business Services brings you the trending topics, and we had first-round action at the Big 12 tournament last night in Kansas City. A lot of college basketball around the country. Second-seeded Longhorns at the Big 12 tournament now know they're going to face Oklahoma State in quarterfinal action tonight. Seventh-seeded Cowboys put the clamps on Oklahoma, topped their Bedlam rivals for the third time this season, 57-49 to advance. In the late game, West Virginia eliminated Texas Tech, 78-62. They beat down the Red Raiders, likely end their season. Quarterfinal games begin at 11:30 this morning in Kansas City. Four games today. Fourth-seeded Baylor will face five-seed Iowa State, then top-seeded Kansas. Tennessee on home floor, going to meet West Virginia at 2, followed by the Longhorns taking on Okie State at 6 tonight. That's a 5:30 pregame here on the Horn. Texas swept the season series from the Cowboys, winning both in Stillwater and here in Austin. Fourth and final game tonight, Pitt's third seed K-State against the 6th seed TCU Horned Frogs. We've got some news developing out of TCU there. One of their top players may not be there tonight for the Horned Frogs. Whirlwind of coaching news around college basketball yesterday. First came word that early in the day, as we mentioned, that Rodney Terry has been named the Men's National Basketball Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. First men's coach in Texas history to earn that prestigious honor. Then late yesterday, reports surfaced that former Texas coach Chris Beard has emerged as a leading candidate to become the new head coach at Ole Miss. That, according to Jeff Goodman of Stadium.com, he's had the most reports. Says the two sides have met on multiple occasions, met in person. Not a final deal in place, but trending in the direction of Beard becoming the next head coach in Oxford. After last night's Texas Tech loss to West Virginia at the tournament, Red Raiders head coach Mark Adams announced that he is stepping down after just two seasons. Adams was suspended ahead of the tournament by AD Kirby Hocutt because of a racially insensitive comments he made towards one of his players. Also last night came word of a nearly 50-year era coming to an end in college basketball at Syracuse. That's where the school announced that the legendary coach Jim Boeheim will not return to the Orange, ending his 47-year run at his alma mater. He's a Naismith Hall of Fame coach. He will be replaced by longtime assistant Adrian Autry. Texas baseball. Longhorns made it back-to-back wins last night. They walloped Mercer 11-3 in a midweek matchup at UFCU Dishball Field. The freshman, Ryland Galvin, made his first hit of his Longhorn career count. Smashed a two-run homer over the batter's eye in dead central. He finished the night 3-for-4 with four driven in. Dylan Campbell collected three hits. Horns now 6-7 on the year. They'll open a three-game weekend series with the Manhattan Jaspers tomorrow night at the Dish. Also last night, UT softball made it 10 straight. They routed UT Arlington 12-3.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Who are they playing? The Jackrabbits?
Jaspers.
The Jaspers.
I believe from downtown Manhattan, New York. I don't even know where they play baseball in downtown in Manhattan. The Jaspers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an old name. That's an old school. Yeah, they'll be here this weekend. I don't think the Longhorns have ever played Manhattan in anything, have they?
Maybe this is their first year of baseball or something.
Mercer was enough last night. Mercer out of Macon, Georgia.
I remember that as a basketball school.
Yeah, they beat Duke in a big tournament upset a few years ago. Beat the Dukies, Mercer. But, yeah, Longhorns got after it, maybe getting their bats going. Obviously, level of competition has come down for the Longhorns. But got to pile up wins now. Longhorns have 14 straight at home. They're 2-0 to start that 14-game stretch at the Dish. So we'll preview the baseball series coming up. But, yes.
Win the ones they put in front of you.
Yeah, that's all you can do. And they're climbing towards 500, which is a good thing. All right, so how about this whirlwind of college basketball activity? Holy smokes. I mean, if you said any of the top stories were going to happen on the same – all these stories that came down on the same day, you would have been surprised that Rodney Terry named Coach of the Year. Of course, it's been the challenging year, and what a job he's done taking over for Chris Beard in early December or mid-December and riding this team to the 2 seed at the Big 12 tournament, number 7 in the country. Tremendous at home this year and some big road wins. They're number 2 in the nation under Rodney Terry's leadership, Buck, in quad 1 wins, meaning the quadrant 1 victories. Only Kansas has more than they have. Now, a couple of those came with Chris Beard still at the helm. Gonzaga and Creighton were victories early in the season. But then, of course, the turmoil and what we know happened in mid-December. He takes over interim basis, then given the job after Chris Beard was terminated. And now word on the same day that he gets a National Coach of the Year honor that Chris Beard may have a new landing spot in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, that's good on all fronts. Chris Beard can continue his career and get that going back and try to get himself back to where he wants to be as a basketball coach and hopefully as a person. Rodney Terry, this helps him. It helps the University of Texas, I believe. And it helps keep some of these young recruits that are thinking about Texas, I think, still coming.
Well, that's going to be the
question. It's a big deal when you're the coach of the year.
Right. Obviously, the Texas season has a lot of meat on the bone here. There's a lot to play for here, a Big 12 tournament, then the dance. And, of course, March Madness will be, you know, the 60 field of 68 will be announced coming up on Sunday. And, by the way, we're going to have a special live coverage of the March Madness Tournament Bracket Reveal Special coming up 5 o'clock on Sunday. I'll be a part of that with Isaiah Collier and Patrick Davis. We'll have Craig Way down at the Horns facility to when they find out where their draw is, where they're headed. Obviously, a lot depends on what happens here in the next couple days up at the Big 12 Tournament, but I think they're pretty much locked into a 2 seed on the 2 line. at the big dance. I heard Jerry Palm yesterday, the bracketologist, on with Craig yesterday, and he would agree with that, that they're pretty locked in on the two seed. They, if they were to win the Big 12 tournament and beat Kansas again over the next 3 days, Jerry Palm thinks there's a chance they could get a one seed, but that's still an outside shot, but felt like they were pretty good at the two. So we'll have that full coverage starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So still a lot to play for Texas. And then, obviously the school and Chris Del Conte, whatever they're going to have to decide, is Rodney Terry the coach for the long haul? Is either going to take the job big picture, get a contract, the whole thing? You mentioned the recruiting. I think that will be a big angle because you're not just trying to make this decision based on current. You got to, because you have to be fair and say this is a roster and a team and a program over the last 2 years built by Chris Beard. And he hired all the coaches. He, recruited the players along with the help of his assistants. And so,
and the landscape of this team will change after this year.
Right.
Guys will be gone.
Well, they just honored, five super seniors on Senior Day. And then, while at that game were a bunch of recruits, including Ron Holland, the highly coveted player out of the Metroplex. They got the kid, A.J. Johnson, the point guard from Los Angeles, who's committed to Texas. Those are the two commitments right now. Obviously Chris Del Conte will have to make a decision on what's best for not just the short term, but the long term of the Texas basketball program. So you got Rodney Terry being honored as the National Coach of the Year. He didn't even win Big 12 Coach of the Year. That went to Jerome Tang at Kansas State, but he's the National Coach of the Year according to the Sporting News. Then Chris Beard surfaces likely to be the new head coach at Ole Miss. And then Mark Adams, not surprisingly, but I think if you said before the season or even a few weeks ago that Mark Adams was going to step down at Texas Tech, that would have been a surprise, just a whirlwind of activity. And then the Jim Boeheim story drops.
Yeah, 47 years, Jim Boeheim at Syracuse. Hall of Famer immediately. Huh. That's interesting with Jim Boeheim. This is not the way Jim Boeheim wanted to go out. This is a mutual, it's time to retire.
Well, his sons are done, I think. I think that was the biggest thing. He just wanted to finish coaching his boys.
Buddy Boeheim, and then his brother. Yeah, Jim Boeheim has been, I'm 50 years old, so he's been, it's all I know is Syracuse basketball. I'm sure for Ty at 25, same thing. But, growing up watching Big East basketball in the 80s,
yeah.
When it was Big Monday in the Big East.
Going to those
Big East tournaments.
And the tournament games, yeah.
Jim Boeheim, he's been affiliated because he went to that school. Played at that school. He's been there 60 years almost. As either a player or a coach, and now he is...
Been running over those people on the bridge and stuff.
Hey,
how long was he the head coach for 47 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Dude, he's been there, forever.
That's wild.
Through ice storms, the whole world.
Yeah, it is wild.
How old is he? He doesn't look like he's...
Well, he obviously took over at a young age.
Gotta check out his wife.
Hey now, come on.
Oof.
Mrs. Boeheim.
Mrs. Boeheim is, she still looks like she's 32.
He's 78 years old, Jim Boeheim. Yeah, he's been the coach since 1976. I was born in 1972, so when I'm 4 years old, he's hired, and this will be his last run here at 47 years old. Yeah, played guard there from 63 to 66 when John Wooden was being named the Sporting News National Coach of the Year. Way back in 1964, he was playing point guard for the Orange. So a lot of coaching news. We'll take your thoughts. Here's a text that says, Del Conte, tough spot. Imagine replacing a National Championship Coach of the Year. Good for Rodney Terry. Yeah, it's not – this will be a challenging decision for Chris Del Conte whenever it needs to be made. Rodney Terry has certainly proven himself, but at the same time, as we said, it was Chris Beard's program before he took it over. Chris Beard had the foresight and the vision to hire and pull Rodney Terry away from UTEP, where he was a head coach, and Chris Ogden away from UT Arlington, where he was a head coach, build this staff that has, on top of what he had done, Chris Beard, he had 30 or 40 years of head coaching experience on the staff, which is what Chris Beard was trying to build, a very veteran coaching staff. And this team this year, Buck, also is the third oldest team by age in college basketball. It's part of the reason, I think, for their resiliency here and their ability to handle what's gone on this season and still post 23 wins and be the two seed at the Big 12 tournament is how mature and what such an older team that they are. You said the whole roster will flip over next year. So, yes, Texas has a decision to make, but Rodney Terry certainly making his case that this program is in good hands with him at the helm, and that's a decision they will have to make. Ole Miss is apparently making the decision that Chris Beard is their coach, and I would assume when and if this is made official in Oxford, Buck, that we'll finally hear from Chris Beard. He'll have to be introduced, and there'll be questions asked about what went on here. And first time we've actually heard from Chris Beard on outside of a statement that was issued on you know, his situation. So that's where it stands. We know no charge is going to be happening here in Austin. So in, I guess in Ole Miss's mind, that is in the rearview mirror, and they've vetted this situation. Texas Tech was mentioned as well, Buck, now that Mark Adams is available. But I do think probably a new place is a good opportunity for Coach Beard.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to continue to try to coach. It wasn't like he was done with his career.
Yeah, and obviously when there were no charges,
for Mark
no
Adams,
case.
That's going to be hard to overcome.
Well, now Kirby Hocutt at Texas Tech is under fire.
Well, sure, he's had too many of these over the last 10 years.
Several of these coach, department issues and obviously the Mark Adams hired was not a good one in hindsight. They had a good first year under Mark Adams, but this year was just a lot of issues behind the scenes, a lot of tension behind the scenes between the coaches and the coaching staff and Mark
Adams. It
was
weird because you could see the team. We had good players.
Yeah, the team underachieved. Watching them last night against West Virginia, they just looked like a team was ready for the year to be done, be over. Now, there's a chance they could be offered like one of those, the NIT or the CBB or
sure.
Whatever. I'm assuming they'll decline that invitation and just begin the search for a new coach.
Hey, get that NIT championship. There's nothing wrong with that championship. Come on now. That's a banner, too.
I think they'll be
moving on.
I don't think they'll be moving. I think that team's tired of playing with one another. They don't like each other, the players, but it just felt like, there have been reports behind the scenes of issues there all year long, just all year long at Texas Tech. And sometimes those seasons just need to end, just need to wrap up. And
they were sick of being subordinates, were they?
Well, subordinates, and there were even reports out of Lubbock that Mark Adams and his assistant coaches weren't getting along, and there's 2 years in, he's already out. That kind of tells you that he's built to be an assistant coach. And remember, he was Chris Beard's essentially defensive coordinator when Chris was at Texas Tech. When he came here, Mark Adams was elevated to the head coaching job there, and lasted two seasons, and just a whirlwind. Chris Beard, we know what happened here. Rodney Terry named National Coach of the Year, and pretty impressive. I was looking at some of the names on that list, Buck. Sporting News, it's not nearly the publication it once was.
It was almost the original.
It was. I mean, the Sporting News. I used to get one every week. Mm-hmm. Every week I would get a Sporting News in the mail, and that and Sports Illustrated. My godfather, my Uncle Jamie, he used to re-up my subscription every year. It was my Christmas gift. He would, re-up my subscriptions, and growing up reading those. But yeah, John Wooden won the first one, and then Adolph Rupp from Kentucky won the second one.
Going with Guy Lewis.
How about, 1968, Guy Lewis.
Guy Lewis.
At the U of Houston, John Wooden again, Adolph Rupp again, Al McGuire. Digger Phelps. Bob Knight, 1975, won that award. Lute Olson from Arizona in the early 80s, and just goes on and on and on. Some just legendary names on this list, and there's, Mike Krzyzewski's
Dale
on the
Brown,
list.
Dale Brown, LSU.
Rick Pitino. Bill Self, of course. Tubby Smith is on the list.
Some great names on there, man.
Yeah, Bill Self a couple of times, and gosh, Bill Self
Bruce
won it.
Bruce Weber.
Gosh, Bill Self won it all the way back when he was at Tulsa.
We got Al Skinner at Boston College back in the day.
Rodney Terry, the winner. But who won it last year? Probably don't. Ed Cooley, Providence. Ed Cooley at Providence. I wouldn't have guessed that in 100 guesses, I don't believe. Juwan Howard won it the year previous. So, yes, Rodney Terry. No Longhorn coach had ever done that. On the men's side. And so, Rick Barnes, Shaka Smart, it's Rodney Terry, and Tom Pender's never was named the Sporting News National Coach of the Year. And, I don't think there was a lot of outcry when Rodney was not named the Big 12's Coach of the Year. Because, there were three really, really strong arguments for them. Because the Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball. We know that. I mean, I could argue for Bill Self that Bill Self's team lost 75% of their production and still won the conference and are still likely to be the one seed in the tournament when it's all said and done. And obviously Jerome Tang at Kansas State, he comes in from Baylor where he was Scott Drew's top assistant. And when he got to Manhattan, Kansas, Buck, they had two scholarship players. Two. And neither of them were real, they weren't top-end players. So he completely rebuilt that roster through the portal. Added a couple of first-team All-Big 12 players and Marquise Noel at point guard and John, the kid, the Florida transfer, player of the year candidate in the Big 12. So did an incredible job. So all three coaches deserve it, and you only give it to one. But Rodney Terry was certainly
within. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the names, these names are a lot of one-hit wonders, too. Bill Hodges, that was Larry Bird's year.
Oh, you're talking about
Indiana State? I mean, yeah. Lute Olson's on there for a couple, I would think. He had to be.
Well,
Norm Stewart at Missouri, right?
Norm Stewart was at Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be some.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Rodney Terry, you know, enters that realm, and now the question is, you know, is he the coach moving forward? I know T.J. Ford, the legendary Longhorn, has been active on Twitter in support of Rodney Terry becoming the head coach. Dick Vitale has been out. But, again, the program has to decide, you know, as a leadership, what's best for not just the now but the long haul. And if it's Rodney Terry, he certainly has made his case. So we'll take your thoughts on that. Obviously, on Chris Beard, looks like he's going to land in Oxford, which, you know, if you're Texas and you're moving to the SEC – starting in 2024 in all sports, well, you're going to run into Chris Beard, obviously, down the road here.
Absolutely.
Now, Ty Henderson, our producer, your girlfriend is an Ole Miss graduate and a proud Rebel.
I'm sporting one of her Ole Miss sweatshirts right now, actually.
You're wearing one of her blouses?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a sweatshirt?
Do you, does your girlfriend have an opinion on this?
We were just conversing over text about it, and she doesn't sound like she's too happy about the idea. But I had to let her know that all the charges were dropped, yes. But she still says that's not an excuse for you know, him getting fired and what happened here. So,
well, look, when he's introduced, and if he is introduced, he's going to have to explain the situation and tell his side, and obviously there'll be a lot of questions about it. I argued that Texas should suspend him for the year and then make a decision when the year's over. But obviously, Texas disagreed with that decision. But you know, that whole thing will play out. It's in the rearview mirror now for Texas, and history will be the judge long term on where this thing goes from there. This says, Edie, remember taking the pages out of the magazine that looked like posters and hanging them on your wall? Hell yeah, I do. Sporting News, heck yeah, man.
Yeah, they had poster paper.
They did. That was a cool magazine, man. And I don't know, Sporting News was, you know, the great pictures and great journalism, but I don't know, Sporting News just seemed like there was chock full of info and details and cool stuff and cool pictures and posters and, you know, Sporting News. Man, when I'm growing up, Buck, it's Sports Illustrated. There was a magazine called Sport Magazine. There was Sporting News, which was a tremendous one. And which at one point it came like, it looked like a newspaper. Remember that? Like it was kind of like on newsprint. If memory serves, but there was another publication we used to get, my brother and I, all the time. So there we go. We got that. A lot of college basketball. It is the madness of March. The tournaments are underway at the conference level. That will lead to the big dance, which will be built out on Sunday. And the Longhorns in a good place with the national coach of the
year. Yeah, and you know, for Ole Miss, they're going to have to vet their new head coach all over again. You know, in all kinds of ways about the kind of baggage that you bring with you. No, what do you pack up and bring? I mean, they're going to look into everything. They have to.
So they have to, for sure. And that's, I mean, I think for observers, you'll find they're going to have to explain. Ole Miss and the AD and the president have to explain, you know, their reasoning for hiring Chris Beard of all the people, right? His resume as a coach is not in doubt. It's really about the events of December the 12th. And I'm assuming there'll be some explanation of that to Ty's point with his girlfriend not real happy about it. I'm sure there's a lot of people at Ole Miss that want answers to that situation. But it looks like Chris Beard will land on his feet coaching pretty quickly. And let's also remember Chris Beard was fired for cause, which means he's not getting paid, which means that's a lot of money he lost out on. So I'm assuming he wants to get back in and start collecting some checks moving forward. So we'll follow that story. Somebody said Dean Smith not on that list.
No, I didn't see him.
Through here.
I saw Tubby. I didn't see Dean.
I see Roy Williams, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no Dean Smith.
Uh-uh.
That's incredible. Nice.
P.J. Carlissimo.
P.J. Carlissimo.
How about that?
Where's Latrell Sprewell when you need him? John Thompson won that award in 84 with the Mighty Hoyas of Georgetown.
Denny Crum, of course.
Denny Crum at Louisville. John Chaney at Temple won that award.
Rick Pitino.
Jim Calhoun at UConn. Yeah, but not on here. Judd Heathcote at Michigan State won it one time. But Bill Guthridge won it in North Carolina in 1998.
And that was Heathcote and Michigan State's quarterback. Indiana State's head coachy. That was Bird and Magic.
Yeah. Well, no, Heathcote was
Michigan State.
He was named the Sporting News' Coach of the Year in 1995. So that was 20 years later.
Yeah, that was afterwards.
Almost 20 years later, Judd Heathcote. But
God, he was there a long time.
back when Bird and Magic were there, Indiana State's Bill Hodges won it in 79. Duke head coach Bill E. Foster won it in 1978. So, yeah, walk down memory lane, and Rodney Terry is the reason for it because he joins that list of all-time great coaches who have won the Sporting News' National Coach of the Year. This said, E, did your dad hijack your swimsuit issue when it came in? I don't remember. I probably did. But my dad never got the mail. My dad,
You were first at it?
Well, yeah, the mail would come right to the house. And
on the way back from school, you just reach in there and grab it.
Yeah, it's just swimsuits, you know.
Mm.
Hey, now. When did the swimsuit edition issue begin?
Ask Chris B. Chris Bennett, he's got the first.
The historian will
Yeah,
know.
He got the first one, probably.
When did that actually start? It might have been when I was a little older. But, yeah, not sure. All right, we'll come back. We're just getting warmed up. Got plenty of college hoops. Your thoughts on all these, you know, college coaching whirlwind stories that are out there. Also, Craig Way has his report. We'll get into the NFL news. Bucky was out yesterday, so we wanted your thoughts on Lamar Jackson, Buck, and where this thing stands that he is available. So far, no one really talking to Lamar Jackson. Apparently, we'll talk about that. The facts of the day are coming. It's B&E on a busy Buck Off Thursday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Yeah, thanks to my fellow St. Edward's University alum, Rodney Terry, for getting me going on a rabbit hole walk down memory lane. That, like, I'm looking at the old pictures of the Sporting News magazine, Buck, that I used to get when I was a kid, and it's got the newsprint. Like, it's a bigger copy, but kind of like on newspaper paper. Still remember those days, man, reading those bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Diving in, I could get them and just pour through them. And that was back, obviously, way before the internet. So you just felt like you were getting the inside scoop ahead of everybody else. And you could go, you know, talk sports with your buddies. But Sporting News, National Coach of the Year is Rodney Terry. Also, Buck, another fellow St. Edward's alum I was hanging out with earlier in the week. Your friend and mine, Aaron Schielick, over at Austin Country Club. Yeah, he's the
director over there.
Yeah, head golf professional at ACC. And we had a good time over there with Omar Uresti and our Central Texas tour of golf courses. And
Did you look at the beautiful agronomy around there?
Oh,
my gosh. Is it beautiful?
Yes, I will just say.
Some of the roses starting, the little teeny roses popping up and stuff.
Yeah, as they tee off the Players Championship today in golf at TPC Sawgrass. By the way, Cameron Smith is your defending champ, but he's not playing. Live players not allowed. You're not allowed.
There you go.
You're out. But it's a PGA event. But the course there looks. Remember last year it rained so much and it had delays. And looks like the weather's going to be great for these 4 days. But a few weeks it'll be the Dell Technologies Match Play. And having been on that course just Wednesday or Tuesday, gaw, that thing is in kind of shape. It looks amazing. Their overseed has come in perfectly. The fairways look just tremendous. And it's going to be another great event coming up here in a few weeks, a couple of weeks out there at ACC.
Hey, thank you, too. I was a guest over at your club the other day, and folks over here are absolutely wonderful.
Onion Creek.
Met a couple of guys that are listening to the show that morning.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if I was going to be in the 80s, and yes, I was.
You shot in the 80s?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I love that. But did you play? Because there's 27 holes at
the OC. I was
on
the north course, started at the par 5, which I needed desperately.
Did you? You went right by my house then, and
yep.
Did you see the house that burned down?
I saw some burns.
Yeah, the house that burned down right near my house,
man,
a couple weeks ago. Yeah, fortunately everybody was okay in that case. It's Buck Off Thursday, Buck Ons and Buck Offs, firing up for you here. This one says, "Hey guys, here in Lubbock," this is our texter Longhorn in Lubbock. He says, "Here in Lubbock, Tech fans are hating on Wambi. And the other donors also want Kirby Hokut gone because he's never in Lubbock." Yeah, it feels like the football program is turning at Texas Tech with Joey McGuire. Everything else seems to be, well, Tim Tadlock's doing a good job with the baseball team. They're off to a good start. But Kirby Hokut under a bit of fire now based on this Mark Adams hire. And there have been several, and I didn't know that allegation that he's never in Lubbock. Where's he at? Does he live in Dallas or something? I don't know. Where's Kirby Hoka?
If you had the money not to be in Lubbock, would you be in Lubbock?
No. Oh, yeah. No, I think that's – yeah, you're right about that. I do.
My sister doesn't even go to school there anymore, and she just chooses to live there and works there.
Well, I know people who went to Texas Tech who they want to move back. They love Lubbock.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
To do what?
To live. I don't know, man.
To live, raise a family.
It's a way of life.
They like the poop winds every night, rolling in about 6 o'clock.
Oh, man. But according to Jeff Goodman, who we've had on the show several times, he is a you know, basketball insider for Stadium.com. He's the one with the lead report that Chris Beard is emerging as the front runner to be the new coach at Ole Miss. He's also got this tweet that said a significant number of the Texas Tech returning players had told the administration that they would not return if Mark Adams was the coach next season. I mentioned in the headlines, Buck, there's a developing story with TCU. They play today at the Big 12 tournament, and their center and fan favorite Eddie Lampkin is not with the team. Reports are that Lampkin posted on Instagram alleged misconduct and racially insensitive comments involving head coach Jamie Dixon. So we just had that come down with Mark Adams, now Jamie Dixon, who is a TCU alum, of course.
Yep.
Played basketball at TCU back in the 80s. Eddie Lampkin has stepped away from the team and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram with the report. So, yeah, we do salacious gossip in the 8 o'clock hour right before the Blitz is college basketball and the NBA. Between these two stories, they're salacious gossip everywhere. Mark Adams, Jamie Dixon now with Eddie Lampkin, and the Ja Morant story, the Kendrick Perkins story in the NBA, if you've seen that, Buck, where he had to, ESPN had to issue a correction and almost an apology for some of the statements Kendrick Perkins made about the MVP race and Nikola Jokic. Sean Kemp,
the 53-year-old gangster now.
The six-time NBA All-Star, the Seattle Supersonics Rain Man, has been booked in relation to an investigation of a drive-by shooting in the state of Washington that happened earlier this week. So, yeah, man, all the sports stories are headed up on the news page here of our newspaper this morning in the world of basketball. And the Ja Morant story.
Was he hurt before that? I mean, because now they're talking about four more games. Is this due to the whole gun thing, that the four more games, or is he hurt?
No, he's not playing right now because of the gun thing.
Yeah,
is that what this is?
Nothing to do with
injury. Okay.
Well, because remember, the Ja Morant thing, there was an incident at a playground, correct?
Yeah, just a local court.
He was out hooping. And there was a gun brandished there, or at least a fight.
And he beat up. I don't know if this was. There's been a few different situations that have come up.
He beat up
a
kid or get his ass, but he beat his up ass
a
beat.
He beat up a teenager, and there was allegedly like 12 to 15 punches thrown, and then him and his buddies got on this kid and brandished a gun as they were leaving.
Oh, geez. And then, of course, over the weekend, of course, on his Instagram Live account, Ja Morant was seen, in a club with a gun, with a handgun, which obviously a problem, and that set off the NBA. And, of course, Ja Morant's one of the best young players in the league at 23 years old. Turns out that he was at a nightclub in Denver called Shotgun Willie's, which happens to be a gentleman's club, and they were celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday night at Shotgun Willie's. Can't make this stuff up. And you said you're a big fan of Dr. Seuss.
I am, man. I get my grandkids at Christmas time, my little ones, and then the kids that graduate from me in football, I give them a book called "Oh, the Places You'll Go."
I thought Dr. Seuss got canceled for something.
What do you mean?
Well, we all get canceled for something, but we don't really.
You still
most
buy
of us,
the books, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we still buy the books. Most of us don't care. Yeah, I would sign that book off. It's a great book, and I think you can. I mean, you can get them at HEBs or bookstores. "Oh, the Places You'll Go," and I love that book. And when a kid would graduate that I coached, whether it was UT, Illinois, Boston College, I'd get that book and sign it to them, and wish them good luck with the rest of their lives. So it's a pretty cool book. There it is. It's on their list. Oh, the places.
Yeah. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you.
There you go.
And it's true. I like this
one,
too.
My favorite was Green Eggs and Ham.
Ooh. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I wonder what Dr. Seuss was on.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
There you go.
I remember that one. Not just my parents reading it to me, but me reading it to my kids. That book came out in 1960. Horton Hears a Who. Did you ever have that one?
Yep.
Yeah, man. So I don't know how
a whole box full of all of those.
I don't pretend to understand or know how a strip club celebrates Dr. Seuss night But, you know, use your imagination because I've not been. I don't know, man. And how about this in the NBA? Kevin Durant, he's supposed to make his Phoenix Suns home debut.
How about that guy? Can he stay? I mean,
and then
really?
In pregame warm-ups, he goes up for a dunk and comes down and, he rolls his ankle. Oh, man. He went left. He went like I did in Miami on my little walk that I had. Went to the ground. Then he didn't play. Devin Booker went out, had a big night. So, yeah, the home crowd that showed up to see KD and cheer him on didn't get to see him.
He's going to be one of the greatest three-point shooters because in a couple more years, he won't be able to do anything but stay him outside that line and just shoot. Because his body, he keeps hurting things.
Well, this is just a fluke thing. But, yes, I mean, he had a knee sprain.
It was just a fluke thing. I fell off the truck. That was fluke. And I tripped over the hose. Things happen.
I think KD will be back pretty quick. Look, the video would tell you it's kind of a mild sprain. But, yes, they're not going to take any chances with him because if they're together, they're the favorites in the West in my mind, even better than Nikola Jokic in Denver and some others. It says Ja won't last, needs to grow up. I think that's true. I think also he needs to surround himself with some different people.
Well, he said he needed to take some time to think about his future and what he wanted to be as a person.
Well, also, if you get caught with a gun on any kind of team facility or plane, it's an automatic 50-game suspension.
Yeah. I remember Gilbert Arenas. Remember Gilbert brought the gun.
Because that is a business trip. That strip club is a business trip, with the team. Right?
It's like, how did that gun get to Denver unless somebody he knew in Denver brought it? Like, obviously, it was...
Well, we don't know, was that his gun or somebody else in the club? But you're right. I mean, it's a fair question. But at this point, the NBA is looking into it, but nothing has come of that part. But, yeah, you can't... I mean, NBA players are allowed to own licensed handguns,
sure.
But you can't take it into a facility or on a team plane or anywhere around the team. This says... Sean Kemp, those CB. Sean Kemp was arrested in Tacoma. I live about 30 minutes away from Tacoma. This says the most beautiful place in the world is Lubbock, in your rear view mirror.
I heard that.
What was the Dr. Seuss's book? Which one was the one where the goldfish kept getting bigger? E, do you remember that one? The kid had it and it ended up being in the bathtub. Remember, it just kept growing and growing.
Everybody did, but. A fish out of water?
Yeah,
a fish out of water.
It was running up, putting it in a tub.
Or Gustav the goldfish. I don't know. But Dr. Seuss night. Yeah, NBA's got to get, they need to get back on the court conversation, not, you know, off-court conversations. Cause that seems to be all they've got. Meanwhile, the NFL has free agent conversations. We'll get back into those top stories, including the Cowboys and Tony Pollard. He has been franchise tagged. We told you this yesterday, Buck, but... The Cowboys are now spending more under the salary cap on the running backs on their roster, the running back room, than any team in the history of the NFL. Obviously, they have to adjust Zeke Elliott's contract, but almost over $27 million now devoted simply to the running backs, Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, and Malik Davis. That's 12% of their salary cap. You add to the fact that Dak Prescott is taking up 22% of their salary cap, that's 34% to... Two positions, quarterback and running back. That's a problem right now for the capologists and the Cowboys. We'll have to figure that out as they move forward. Plus, they got a bunch of free agents they'd like to re-sign, and that all begins next week. Remember, next Wednesday is the opening of the league's year, which means free agents and trades. And between now and then, you'll start hearing the conversations being had behind the scenes. We'll get into all that coming up. We'll get some B&E facts of the day. It says load management for Kevin Durant. I don't know about that. All right, so we'll get to this.
No, I didn't shoot 80 from the ladies' tees. No. I don't play from the ladies' tees. I only move up at the par fives. That's it. I play from where everybody else plays.
Well, I think, you know.
I should, as he's been telling me, you ought to go up and have a good time and move up one at all holes.
I refuse to do that.
I've got three more years. Well, yeah, two more years as of June.
You'd have your buddies, you know, handing you a Tiger Woods kind of prop if that was the case.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, I got him handing me one now from moving up.
Just remember, golf's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a fun game.
Birdie number 18, E. But actually, when birdie in that, I had a stroke there at 18 with the big oak trees on the left in the yard.
The classic. You know that oak tree on the left? That's one of the
oldest trees in the state of Texas.
Five oldest oak tree collections. What do they call that? Collections?
Those two right there?
Yeah, behind the homes there.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't see any branches down there. The branches are too big. If they go down, the house goes down over there.
Yeah, at Onion Creek, where, on number 18, the original, there's a series of huge oak trees behind the homes.
I made the putt from way up, all the way down.
It's actually got a historic marker for, you know, it's history here in the great state.
Let me ask you about this. What do you think of guys that show you a putt? I mean, their line is in your line, but the other guys get mad. Don't show him that putt. Don't show him that putt. But you, as a competitor, you got to make the putt. You don't miss the putt on purpose, right?
No.
Oh, so they're mad at me because I went off of a guy's putt. I saw the line. He putted. He was right in front of me. What am I supposed to? What is he supposed to do? Not make his putt?
That's golf.
Hey, tough. You know what?
Furthest away goes. Right?
I made
so
that
you
birdie.
Have to hit. If you're outside of him, you have to putt.
By the way, that birdie pays me as an eagle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's why they didn't want your buddy to show you the line.
Oh.
Hit it the other way. This is a big bucket of money on the line here.
Knock it up the hill?
Yeah, bucket of money here.
Wow.
We'll be back, B&E, with you. It's a Buck Off Thursday. Bring them strong. Craig Way has the Craig Way Report.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Yeah, just as Mark Adams is stepping aside at Texas Tech amid the controversy there, looks like potentially Jamie Dixon at TCU is going to be in a bit of a controversy involving one of his players, Eddie Lampkin, the center. Get you details on that coming up. Of course, TCU scheduled to play today in the Big 12 tournament. That story breaking at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram this morning. Also talking Jim Boeheim in a near 50-year run at Syracuse. My life. I'm 50 years old. He's been the coach at Syracuse since I can remember. 1976, he took over there. And Longhorn fans will remember the one national championship. No, he won two. Did he win two natties or one? The one natty he won. Actually, yeah, he played for another and Indiana beat him on the Keith Smart shot, if memory serves. But he won one, and the year they won it, they beat Texas on their way to a national championship in the national semifinal. Carmelo Anthony had 33 points. And
Carmelo was a freshman, right?
He was one and done, yeah. And this was unstoppable against the Longhorns. That was the T.J. Ford-led Longhorn team. And that Final Four was pretty memorable, obviously. Texas and Syracuse with Carmelo, Texas with TJ, Kansas was there, and Marquette with a young guy named Dwayne Wade in that Final Four. But obviously Syracuse went on to beat Kansas for the national championship, Jim Boeheim's only natty. But, yeah, so that is a legend lost and stepping aside after 47 years. Of course, played there, as we said, back in the 60s, so almost a 60-year connection to that program. We've also got all the other college basketball news, which will reset. Rodney Terry named the National Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Chris Beard looks to be moving towards being the new head coach at Ole Miss. And now there's a Jamie Dixon story that's firing up out there as well. Buck, I want your thoughts on Lamar Jackson, because Monday, by the way, is the day. If you're thinking about, okay, what's the next big day in the NFL? Monday is the day. The league year opens Wednesday. But Monday is the day that the 48-hour legal tampering window, they call it, opens, where free agents can start really talking to teams and beginning the process. So when they hit the league year opening, they can, if they want to sign on the dotted line, they can. Trades can get consummated, all of those things. What's your thought on what you've seen and heard about the Lamar Jackson story?
I would just say this. Is there collusion? Of course there is. When everybody gets together, yeah, you're going to collude. I mean, really? Don't think there is with those owners, those guys, and that kind of money? But nobody wants to give out a guaranteed contract like that's just been out there. What Cleveland did, nobody wants to see that happen again. They don't. I don't think Lamar Jackson's leaving the Ravens. I think they'll come to a conclusion. What I don't like is the fact that that young guy doesn't have a buffer in between him called an agent. Because when you get emotionally involved and you find out why people don't want you, your emotions carry you way past what your financial
gets. When you left coaching, you were with the agency with the Wolf and Associates for a couple of years. And
the best in the business.
In addition, as I said yesterday, in addition to being the buffer between you and the team, right, being your advocate, handling the contract, but
yeah, they don't have any feelings involved in it when they do business. They're doing business.
Well, and so if Lamar Jackson has no suitors right now, I think he will, but his agent would have been at the combine last week talking to the who's who of the NFL, right? They would have been face to face with GM saying, hey, look, my guy's about to get, because they would have known, hey, my guy's about to be on the non-exclusive tag. Where are we on Lamar? I mean, you build relationships with these general men. That's who the GMs are used to talking to, Buck.
Yeah, and they're not. I mean, going face to face with somebody, and that person's doing everything they can to let you know why we're not giving you this kind of money. That hurts. I mean, that hurts you as a person to hear somebody tell you, the things that you think you've done for them, which you've been an MVP. Right. But that was 2019 or something. I mean,
You know, well, look, I mean, we talked yesterday. His resume is impressive. He's 45-19 as a starter. The Ravens, while he's been there, have spent the fewest dollars by number under the salary cap on offense. Because they've had, I mean, while you had a quarterback on a rookie deal, you didn't put weapons around him. Again, 32nd out of 32 teams in money spent on the offensive side of the ball in the last 4 years. That would tell you they weren't investing in the offense, and that would be an argument for Lamar Jackson. Same time, at the most crucial moments of the last two seasons, he's been hurt and not able to play.
Moments. In that case, when you're talking about, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars for a young guy. I mean, I've learned just in building a home last 3 years ago. I would never want to do this again with my bill. I would have a buffer even building my own building a home. I just want somebody to tell them this is what I want. Here's what I want. You go deal with them.
Yeah.
Not me, because I'll get emotionally involved and then I'll screw things up. And for Lamar, for people telling him, no, Lamar, this is why
he's got advisors, but at the same time, he doesn't have an advocate that's out working for him.
That's what he does for a job. That's his living. That's all he does. Yeah.
I mean, we've seen the Jerry Maguire movie. We've seen, gosh, if you watched Entourage and Ari, I mean, I'm here for you, baby. I got you. I'm selling you.
Unless you are a lawyer and that's what your business was before you became a basketball player or you went to school for, you can't do that. You know, it's too emotional for you.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
But I still think he's going to be right there. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, there's a lot of people that think this is just to let the market set the number for Lamar and then the Ravens will match it.
Sure.
Which is possible, which is what Lamar would want, right? Hey, the market will set my value. And, you know, if someone does, then the Ravens can match it. Or, you know, there could be a trade. I don't know that happens. We'll see. Where this goes moving forward. We'll take your thoughts on it. Yeah, Monday, the day that free agents can start to talk. And that'll be a pretty active time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. A lot of a flurry of activity. There's a flurry of activity on the college coaching landscape. Also, college basketball. Longhorns know who they're playing tonight at 6 o'clock at the Big 12 tournament. Get you all that coming up on our headlines. Plus, dive into our coaches' corner. Practice number 2 in the books for the Longhorns in the spring. Get you the very latest from all things Texas football camp. It's B&E on the Horn.